And now the final of the four boundless qualities, boundless equanimity. In this practice, we are wishing equally for boundless love, boundless compassion, and boundless joy. That every single sentient being, those that we consider friends, acquaintances, those that we have a neutral attitude towards, those that we consider enemies or dislike or think that dislike us, all of those that we know of and all of those sentient beings that we don't know of, we wish for all of them that they may have happiness and all the causes of happiness, that they may be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering, that they may never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. They may forever dwell in the great equanimity, which is free from attachment and aversion. And so we recite these four lines while we're doing this meditation. Although boundless equanimity is really to do with the last line, may they forever remain in boundless equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. And this, in the beginning, we can start from a small circle and make the circle larger and larger to more and more sentient beings until, if we can, we include all sentient beings, all of those throughout the world, throughout the universe. And the post-meditation practices are to consider how many of our relationships have changed in life, maybe from when we were young to now. How many people that we considered friends do we have no contact with, or we don't really care too much about to be in contact with them, or have become enemies or people that we dislike? And vice versa, how many people who we first met we maybe disliked and or we were indifferent towards, and they have now become friends. And wherever and whenever and whoever we are with, may we wish for all sentient beings to have every happiness, to be free of suffering, and to be free of all of its causes, and to have the causes of happiness, and to be filled with joy. And then the meditation practices, the procedure is the same. The aspiration prayer for the four boundless qualities, 3 minutes of being present with awareness. Then this meditation for 5 minutes. While we're doing this meditation, we do the four lines. We recite the four lines. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, which is devoid of suffering. And may they forever remain in the boundless equanimity, free from both attachment and aversion. And then 2 minutes of being present with awareness, and then concluding with a dedication prayer.